I just realized that I am the only person wearing headphones, so it just looked like all of a sudden I got really into nothing.
Well, I was trying to, because I can't hear the theme tune, the lovely theme tune, I was trying to, like, feel it through your movements.
Bake off. And then, I think I spoke about this before, one of my favourite things to do, because I'm a cool guy, is I like to sing lyrics for songs that don't pieces of music, I suppose you would call this. Actually, you listen to Baking Bad, the Great British Bake Off podcast.
Slick.
And we are here with uno, dos, tres, quatorze, to quote you two. It's wrong counting, but it's Bono.
I love it. Yeah, we've got me.
You got you. What's your name, sir?
My name's Harry Monaghan.
Thanks for coming in today, Harry.
Good to be here.
We've got
Sean Ford.
Television Zone's Sean Ford. And who's this little squirrel that's burrowed in to the warrant? Nope.
Oh. Eek. Stephen Alan York. Hi there.
Report for duty.
Part squirrel, part human.
Hello there.
Well, what a joy that we're all here today.
To talk Bake Off. We're talking Bake Off. This is Baking Bad.
It's Baking Bad. It's week two. What week is it?
Cake week.
Can I get confirmation from the table there?
Affirmative. Yes, cake week.
I agree.
Good to know.
Second.
Yeah, so just before I introduce the show so slickly, what I like to do is sing song lyrics for pieces of music that don't warrant them. So like when the baker goes ding, then I go like, it's time to bake a cake. It's time to bake a cake. That's fun, isn't it?
That's good because it just adds life.
Oh, like Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones. So that's the thing I do.
Have you got any more?
I used to think that about James Bond. Like, it's like James needs James Bond and his name is James Bond and his name is James Bond. It's James Bond. James Bond. James Bond. James Bond.
James Bond. Yeah, so have I got any more? No, yeah, that's probably it.
On the underground, on the London Underground, yeah. When the doors open, it goes, the noise goes, da, da. And I always think, everybody needs good neighbours. Yeah, that's my head in. There we go.
You're listening to Baking Bad.
We're talking TFL theme tunes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oops. Oh, what have you done
just
there?
Dropped my cake. I just dropped my flan, but it's all right.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. That happens on Baking Bad because it's a high pressured situation, yeah. Isn't it, guys? Ooh. So let's start with the recap, right?
Okay. So, what were we recapping Cake Week?
Well, firstly, episode opens up.
Yep.
And they've got a recap
of the previous week.
And in my notes, I've written, "Don't need that. Know it already." Because
why?
Because we've got our own podcast. We've got recapping it.
Yeah. If you listen to the previous episode, which I'm sure you would have, dear listener. You've watched it, so you've taken in the information once. Listen to us, taking the information twice. Watch the recap third time. Now we're talking about the recap.
What's next?
Let's just move on, I suppose.
Yeah, so Noel's got a new haircut.
From week one.
Week one, that's a new haircut.
I don't
week
like
two,
it.
Ooh.
Another new haircut.
You don't like the new haircut?
No, I don't like it. I didn't like the Elvis one. I like proper layered glam rock Noel filled in.
Me too.
Oh. Yeah, I wasn't sure about this. And this one, do you know how like how far the weeks are out, like when it's filmed? Is it like so
I
many
think
weeks
we do it
between
no it's like bang 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 bang,
what, like 1 week and then the
yeah
second?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, because that looked like he'd had quite a different haircut.
One stylist to the next, huh?
Yeah, wow.
I was a big fan, actually. I think I noted down he looks like a non-binary Bill Sykes. It's a compliment, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, in a good way.
Yeah. So I hope. I'm looking forward to what we
I
get
I know
next
who
week.
He is, but for the at-home listener, who's Bill Sykes?
Bill Sykes.
Oh.
Yes, he was going out with Nancy in Oliver. He was just a wrong and just a rotter from the stage show Oliver.
If you had a daughter and she brought home, or, you know, whatever world we live in now, isn't it? But brought home a Bill Sykes, trying to be PC. So last week I got into
making
some...
it worse.
I'd be a terrible politician, wouldn't I? I was hanging out with a lot of Dutch people recently.
Jacob Rees-Ross.
First joke of the podcast.
I call my child Octet or whatever he
Jacob Ross Mog would have worked better.
Well, listen.
But look, I'm thinking on my feet.
You shoot from the hip, don't you?
Yeah.
Sorry. So we're Kate Weekend. I said I was going to tell you something about Dutch people, but it's not interesting.
We'll save it for the Dutch section of the show.
Okay, cool.
All right, so it's signature bake first, okay, as always.
Yeah, sure.
As Sean, you'll be learning as a new watcher, and Stephen Alan York.
Yeah,
don't watch either, do you?
No, I'm kind of new to the scene. I think it's like an underground scene, isn't it? Bake Off. So I'm new to the scene.
Yeah.
So if I make any faux pas by using the wrong term, rice and sugar, or
to
something,
we'll tell you.
You can feel free to stand on my feet.
My squirrel analogy, it's like you've come out of hibernation, but that hibernation was 8 seasons of Bake Off you've missed.
Yeah, right. Where the hell was I?
Yeah, where were you?
Doing other things. I was outside having fun.
You were out cycling your bike around the park, around the yard.
Yeah, looking for friends.
Playing out for a bit. You coming out?
Hanging out with the other squirrels.
You coming out? Is James coming out? No, he's watching Bake Off like the rest of the children.
Easy, yeah.
In Bristol, they don't get Bake Off, do they?
No, we're kind of just still looking at the water going up and down on the canal and just going, wow, that's amazing. Nice.
And you got that bridge, haven't you?
Yeah.
Repeats a Friday night project. So first...
hot. The nerves.
We don't mention that guy anymore. He's dead to us.
We don't talk about the FMP.
So we've got Anthony first.
Anthony, yeah.
He's making a frangipan.
Frangipan, almond-based.
I didn't know that. I spelled it F-R-N-J-E-P-A-N. Is that correct?
F-R-N. You've missed out a vowel there. Frangipan. F-R-A-N.
Oh, yeah.
Are you an idiot? I don't know how you spell it.
Frangipan, coconut. Well, it could be that. So
I'm pretty sure.
Text speak. I'm just
texting you. If you were texting your dad, your mum or dad, to get, like, can you pick up some frangipan?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Shorten it.
No, I just say the usual.
To be like, sure, I'll pick it up on the way home.
And
Harry.
All right, he's got cardamom in there. Mm-hmm. And I made a note of this because I feel like this could be something you've got a problem with.
Cardamom.
Savory or traditionally savory fragrant spice in a bake.
Yeah.
Bay leaf, not a fan.
We talked about bay leaf last week.
What?
Cardamom.
Cardamom. Yeah. What is it? It's like
a seed you'd get in a curry.
Cardamom. Oh, so we got a bit of a sweet savory combo. Like,
coconut and cardamom. Aren't you interesting? Mm. No, it was. Do I have a problem with cardamom? No.
No,
I don't.
You're all right. You think that can be...
Cardamom's a flavour.
Yeah.
My point I made last week about the bay leaf...
Oh, we're back at the bay leaf.
Yeah, right.
Is that...
It's like tinsel, isn't it? The bay leaf is tinsel.
Thank you.
In a house.
Oh.
At Christmas.
Well, I'd argue, I reckon I know what tinsel tastes like.
Oh, I've eaten tinsel. I really have, honestly. I really have. Because, you know, when you get the Christmas decorations out the loft, and there's that lovely smell of...
Tinsel.
It's the smell of Christmas. Yeah, the great smell of Christmas. So when I was a kid, I was like, and it's wasn't nice. I just ate biscuits like all the other children.
If you were doing your signature bake, would you put tinsel in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
That's a garnish.
Absolutely.
Not to eat.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot.
Of course. I didn't want to put words in your mouth. Nice try, Daily Mail, trying to sting me. However many minutes in, but no, I wouldn't mind cardamom.
I just want to know what you're thinking, Ross.
Well, I'll tell
That's
you.
That's why I suggested this podcast.
Anthony had a silver pig in his house, and I enjoyed that when he spoke to his mum on Skype.
Yes, he did do that. That was good. He calls his mum every day.
They all do. Did they? that sounded bad. I mean, like, everyone when they talk to the parents seem to regularly like hammer home that they're all family people.
Yeah.
When was the last time you spoke to your mum?
9 weeks ago.
9 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's quite a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, we're busy people.
Sure. Absolutely.
Very accurate. Also.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You knew that.
Yeah.
9 weeks.
Stephen, was the last time you spoke to your mum?
I spoke to my mum when I was in that toilet. I was chatting to my mum.
Okay.
Just checking in.
I spoke to my mum on Saturday.
What did you talk about?
Is
she into Bake Off?
Yeah, she likes Bake Off, yeah.
Is she listening?
Probably not. Well, actually, no, she probably would listen. Yeah, she would. Hi, Alison.
Hi, Alison Drummond.
Ali H. Drummond on the Instagram. She won't like that. She won't like getting shout out. She likes to be on the Instagram, but doesn't like to be followed, but then complains when nobody likes her photos. Sure.
That's quite the conundrum, isn't it?
I hope she doesn't listen now, because you've brought her out.
No, she's a great baker, very good cook.
Is she?
Yep.
The more we talk about her, the more followers she's likely to
absolutely.
Get.
Absolutely. Check out some of her previous
good, though,
bakes.
Is it? No, well, she doesn't want them.
What if that was the... Our fame would peter out if it was ever lit, some might argue.
Peter out will take her at the heat offer.
My mum, just big numbers.
Right.
And your mum's on... Your mum on the gram?
Oh, yeah.
What's her... Give her a shout out.
It's Melanie Demon.
Nice.
Good.
Follow her. She does like quotes.
Oh, that's good.
She definitely will listen to this as well.
Hey, Mum.
Hey, Mum. Hey, love your quotes.
Is it Melanie or Mel? What does she go by?
Melanie.
Never Mel.
Businesswoman.
I like it.
Nice.
Professional.
Nice.
Professional. I've always thought that. Yeah. Anybody else? I'm on Instagram. If your mum's on Instagram, give us a tweet at @thejerkstore_re.
If you are a mum.
If you are a mum. Maybe you're a mum listening to this now.
How can people get in touch? Because I'd like that.
@thejerkstore.
We could read them out.
Yeah, please. I think we're going via the Jerk Store Twitter and Instagram. @thejerkstore_re.
Yeah, and just tweet us about Bake Off and we'll definitely read it out.
Yeah, or #BakingBad, perhaps. You could use that as your hashtag and we'll look at that.
I'll search it.
Yeah. Get the algorithm, get the bots, get the Russian bots on it.
It's a good name. Who come up with the name? It's a good name.
Really good, isn't it?
Well done, mate.
Just so you know.
Good job.
I was just like, you're my mum. So Anthony was chatting to his mum. I like that he meditated whilst he was waiting for the cooking. I like that as well, Anthony.
Yeah, he's just a young professional. Like, living
his
lives
in London.
Yeah,
got a silver pig on his little worktop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Modern man.
Absolutely.
Next we've got Bryony.
Yep.
Spanish cake.
She was training for a third half marathon. I thought, just run a marathon. Save yourself all this extra training.
Doing it in installments.
Just do it once. Mm. And then don't have to do the third one, would you? Until you have to do the whole other marathon next time.
Yeah. So, year off.
Exactly. But hey, who am I? Sandy taught her Danish as well.
Fun moment.
I enjoyed that.
Did you like
that? Any of you know any Danish?
I'm not sure about Bristolians learning other languages because it just sounds stupid.
You don't think you could learn Danish?
Well, just because it's pronunciation. I remember when I was at school, the girl at our French school, a French class, and Miss what's her name, got us to say, ask, where is the cheese? Oh no, can I have some cheese? And she went, je voudrais un fromage. And it was at that point I was like, people from our neck of the woods shouldn't be like learning new languages. We're struggling with English. That's what I thought when she did that. I was like, oh, don't get someone from Bristol to try and speak another language.
Je
voudrais un fromage. Je voudrais un fromage. That's what it was like specifically. But yeah, I don't know no Danish, if that was the question.
Do you know any Danish, Sean?
I don't know any Danish, no.
Lerpak. Danepak. Peter Schmeichel.
Kasper Schmeichel.
Boom. No.
We could keep naming footballers, but I don't think that's...
No. Who are...
Danish
Christian
football
Eriksen.
Team going on strike.
Are they?
Seen that?
No. What are they going on strike for?
Sponsorship deals. But their next game, they got players from a futsal team in Denmark are going to be playing for the national team.
What's a futsal team?
It's like five-a-side indoor football.
That's amazing.
Because if they like... don't turn up,
they have to
dire consequences.
Wow.
So they're going to get battered. But
yeah, that's worth a flutter.
Will Christian Ben... Not Christian. Yeah, Christian... No.
Eriksen.
No.
Bentner.
Nicholas Bentner. Is he going to turn up, do you think?
No.
I thought I could count on him.
That's just some international football chat.
Yeah, you listen to Baking Bad.
But she loves Spain. She speaks Spanish.
She did. I like that. Like a little bit of... So we've got a Spanish speaker, we've got a French speaker...
Yeah.
I bet you Kim Joy can speak another language.
What do you reckon?
Well,
I reckon she's
week,
learning. I reckon she goes to evening classes. To
I
want to
make a Jacob Rees-Morgan style apology. I looked up Kim Joy.
Yeah.
In a kind of like, is she just really into this culture, or is she maybe have some sort of heritage at
yeah.
play?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is she does have some heritage at play. So I don't feel.
Does she? Okay. Yeah. Well, that is better.
Yes.
But it is also less funny.
Yes. well, it would have had... I mean, it saved me... Yeah, so her... Kim Joy was raised in London by an English father and Malaysian Chinese mother before moving to Leeds. So, Kim Joy...
She's
got some...
Asian heritage. Nothing to do with Japan, to be fair.
Nope. So, still appropriate in another culture.
Yeah,
but
China and Japan, if anything, enemies.
Well, yeah, quite. I don't really know the ins and outs of it. I know there was a war, 2 world wars, I believe.
Yeah, there's a couple of world wars about.
So Dan China. Made a Black Forest gatto cake. How do you feel about that? He's noticed he's putting a lot of booze in that, guys. What do we think?
I thought that. Well, first off. If you put a lot of alcohol in your cake, that is instant Prue love, because she likes the sauce.
Yeah.
So I thought that was smart.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Not like, I don't think it's like a problem, but I wouldn't like to
what
say.
What the fuck, you pulled that up?
All I say is, don't take it to a free bar.
well, the rap party will be fun.
Yeah. Well, Christ, yeah. She punched somebody in the eye.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody tried to take one of her pina coladas away. She likes to drink. But yeah, so Dan and Ruby both did Black Forest Gatto.
Yeah.
I made a note here. Dan said Black Forest Gatto was his favourite cake growing up, which I thought was so weird.
Yeah, I'm not sure about
like
that.
Quite a, like an old school. I wrote here, like, that'd be like having your favourite dinner being chicken Kiev.
Well, I do like chicken Kiev, but to be fair.
On your birthday every year.
No, hopefully more than once a year.
You'd have... How many times have you eaten chicken Kiev?
Once a week?
Fuck off. You eat chicken Kiev once a week?
I think I've had it in my lifetime 4.5 times.
Sounds like the fifth time you gave up.
Oh, I only ate half of it.
Yeah. You didn't like it?
I think it was underdone.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't want that. Because then it's like when you cut into it and it's pink and then still got like that garlicky sauce.
Well, the pink against the white is not of the white of
clear...
the chicken. It's not nice. Mm. Yeah. And when even when the juice refuses to come out.
The garlic jus. Mm. Listen, always prepare your chicken, folks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to chicken Kiev week.
They'll probably save that for the Christmas special.
Yeah. So yeah, that's them too. Any have we got any thoughts on Dan and Ruby's Black Forest Gatto off?
Well, you know I don't like Dan. That's
Why?
He's
Why
my least
like
favourite.
Dan?
I think
May
he's
I
smug. I think he's cocky. Mm,
and this week he's consistent as well. And I much prefer sort of a manic baker. I think I associate with that a bit more.
Yeah.
Like there's moments of greatness, but for the most part it's a fucking mess.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I kind of align with that.
Yeah,
in
I
my
agree.
Life.
Watford FC, I think you're describing.
Exactly, yeah.
You're the Watford FC of bakers.
The Harry the Hornet of the baking world.
Then we got Manon, who's making a rosemary and honey cake. Loads of eggs in it.
Of course, French cooking, innit?
Yeah, and she's from an egg farm.
Yeah, she doesn't love the chickens. That's what she said in French.
Oh, yeah, she did.
I don't love the chickens.
But she said it in French.
She said it in French.
How do you say oui? I thought
sounded very saucy until you find out what she actually said.
Yeah, exactly. She's like oh, yeah. She was counting in French as well. Out loud. I thought that was interesting.
Did you?
Well, taking you back to GCSEs.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I was like, oh no, she's doing there. She was like, un, deux, trois, quatre.
Did you feel bilingual for about 4 seconds?
Oui.
When it gets past 10, it gets.
Yeah, yeah. Disons.
Especially if you've got a D. Like yourself.
Dues. No.
Then we have your man.
My mate Terry. I wrote in caps, keeps bees.
Yeah.
And that is big news for me. What I also wrote then, what does Terry do for a living? Because so far, what have we seen him do? Horse ride. Keep beekeeping. He makes beer.
Mm-hmm. He's an artist as well. He saw his painting skills.
He's made
last
a
week.
Death mask.
Yep. Yeah.
And now he's making a tray bake and with honey. And he brews his own beer with the honey in it. What can this man not do?
I think, honestly, like, he's living the life we all want to live.
Yeah. Where does he live? How have you, like, the level where you're, like, not, like, a world-famous artist, but you're like, maybe I'll start keeping bees.
He's beyond, like, a triple threat. What is he, like, a...
He's, like, a... He's
an octobular threat?
He's, like, a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hive mind.
Should we buy some of Terry's art?
Well, that'd be good.
Or maybe...
That's a good idea. We should at least check it out.
Yeah. Should we do that? I'll make a note.
I'll remember it.
Well, yeah, you've got good
forever.
Memory.
Something I noticed.
Go on.
May I say? I noticed some continuity issues with Terry's waxed moustache. During that whole episode, sometimes it looked very, very ruffled, like it looked droopy and dry, as in not waxed at all, which I thought reflected his performance.
You think it was like a...
It was almost like he was like, he went into it thinking, oh, I had a rubbish week last week, didn't I?
And the moustache is sad.
And then after the break, it was waxed.
Boom, back
and
in.
Then it wasn't even after the break. Then it went all dry and ruffly again. And then I think during the end, it was half waxed, half not. Honestly.
What's that called? What's that called where, like, the weather affects?
Yeah, maybe it's the heat wave. Like
prophetic fallacy.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a nice name for a band, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd like to be a Bake Off band.
Yeah.
Do you think, like...
I don't know what... That's the problem, Ross. I don't know what the hell went on there. But I'm not happy about
it. If anybody from Love Productions can tell us the continuity issues with Terry's...
And if the continuity lady is listening, or the fella is listening...
Yeah.
I think, please, pull your socks up.
Have a fucking word.
Rum and raisin, he's made.
I like that, yeah.
Good. Classic. He's a rum and raisin man as well. If you had to point out a man that likes rum and raisin, that's your man.
Yeah.
He goes to Ben and Jerry's and asks for rum and raisin.
Have you ever ordered rum and raisin ice cream?
No.
No.
I'm not sure if I've ever had it, you know.
There we go. I've never.
So that's a big no, isn't it?
Yeah, so there you go. I made two notes here. We cut back to the old Bristolian Spaniard, and she made a hard crack joke.
Yes,
she was like,
her
thermometer. She was like, oh, this says it's ready for jam. And it's like, hard crack. Don't know what that is. Was obviously for making very strong crack, isn't it? So that's what that thermostat's for.
There you go.
Tough times back home, you see.
Israel, the crack pandemic of Bristol.
Yeah, you've got to do what you can to make a living.
I also wrote this question down for the group, the Hive Mind. Would you use the official timer provided, or would you bring your own? For example, your iPhone, Android, maybe a stopwatch on your wrist.
Well, I'd say there's probably legal issues about using branded products.
It felt like when I watched it, that might not be even a possibility because they all have the same device. I wonder what the deal is there.
Even like maybe like an analog timer, an egg timer.
Egg timer would be good because if someone was using an egg timer, we'd definitely love them on this podcast. So,
without a doubt,
you could be the podcast sweetheart if you had an egg timer.
Podheart.
They should do one where you use your internal body clock and you sort of like your sense
okay,
of time.
Yeah, like when you go on holiday and you wake up 5 minutes before your alarm because you're scared you're going to miss the flight.
Yeah. Wonder if that's possible. We'll find out.
Yeah, they'd have to like put the bake on, go to sleep and then hope they wake up 5 minutes
later. And there could be like disastrous fire issues for people to sleep with the other one.
Kim Joy coming out in a sooty face, yeah. Nightmare.
Let's not do that.
Okay. So yeah, how crap. Then John.
He's gone rosemary, lemon.
It's interesting.
And he's got some wacky shirts.
Yeah.
This is the guy. What I say, week one, not a lot of airtime.
No.
I think he's the type of guy that goes in week one.
He had week one bye-bye written all over him.
He did.
Written all over those floral shirts.
Exactly. But now what I'd say is, he's made it through, and maybe
now he's gonna.
He's got
a mid-run exit, I reckon.
Yes,
He's not gonna wow. He's just gonna be solid, and then when the going gets tough, well, we know what happens there. The tough get going.
Oh yeah.
So and when the going gets rough, well, the rough gets tough.
Oh, hey. Oh no, he has to do that.
But yeah, I think John's going to go. Also, I've written here, would you trust getting blood from someone that wore a shirt like that?
Not a chance in hell. Absolutely not. It's a joke.
Yeah. You'd be like, is it blood or is it ketchup? Here you go, mate. And you're like, well, it's cold. I hope it is blood.
And next we've got...
Kim Joy.
Authentically Asian Kim Joy.
She's got hair like that lassie from Street Fighter.
Oh, she does, yeah. In the thing. I made a note, she's cosplaying as a shit baker this week.
I noticed that she had a Snorlax next to her bacon bowl. That's a Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, to be expected.
Yeah, and then I think she was playing Settlers of Catan with her partner.
That wasn't Catan.
Wasn't it? What was it?
I don't know, but it wasn't Catan.
Could you find out? If you know what it is, listener.
Yeah.
If you play it, first off, stop. Second of all,
I'd say it looked like a fun game.
You like the look of it?
I was like, what's this? If she likes it,
it's going to be fun, huh?
It's going to be good.
In Leeds, you've had a tough day dealing with mental health issues. Unwind with a cake.
Yeah. One-on-one play. Is that?
It's intense, isn't it?
It's intense. It works. You can do it, but...
Tactically... quite boring, I imagine.
Yeah.
Kim Joy, that's her anyway. So, DJ Luke.
Lovely DJ Luke. It's nice to meet Kelly. and the dogs as well, all three of them.
You wrote her name down. I just wrote DJ Luke has got three dogs and a babe girlfriend.
Yeah, that's Kelly. That's Kelly.
Yeah.
Kells, yeah,
yeah.
She's an angel.
And I thought, Where do you think DJ Luke and Kelly meet?
She went up and asked for a stupid request at the DJ booth.
That's what I hope. Yeah. Will you play? What would be a good?
Come on, Eileen.
Will you play? Come on,
it's
Eileen.
It's not that type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I only have it of a house remix. Yeah. All right, DJ Luke.
Those VTs are a bit like Stars in the Rise, don't you think? Yeah. We're like, and they even have that magic. What's that kind of sparkle noise?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have that before and after, and it's like, that seems a bit 90s.
Do you think Paul Holly was a bit like Matthew Kelly?
Yeah, wow. He's like Matthew Kelly's wizard dad.
What happened to Matthew Kelly? Was it bad?
No, it was nothing was proved, so he's back on the West End stage.
And, is he?
Yeah, he's like a big thespian.
Fuck off.
He's like Lenny Henry. Like they've gone on to like do like in theater and stuff and win an award.
I thought you're gonna be like, he sleeps in Premier Inns exclusively now.
Well, Lenny Henry gets a discount.
Does he? Well, that's good, isn't it?
But yeah, they're both doing very well.
Good on them.
Sound like their agent.
Well,
we wish him a lot of luck on the West End stage as we carry on with the Bake Off.
Then who have we got next?
We got Rahul.
Yeah,
my man.
Your mate, working out, pumping iron.
That was so good, swimming, pumping iron. So, everything he does is like, funny.
Harry, you've made programs where they've used cameras before.
Yeah.
The underwater scene, that's like, they'd have had to have like bought extra equipment, I assume. Like, we're gonna do a gym scene. Like, this week, Raul, he's like, oh, well, I'll work out sometimes. They're like, great, okay. Then instantly, as your gym, there's questions, right? You're in Rotherham. Has the gym in Rotherham got a swimming pool? Yes. Right, okay, well, we're going to have to hire swimming waterproof camera equipment, I assume.
Yeah, just like a casing. But it means there was some planning. They were like, what? Well, what are you really
How
good
many
at?
Dives?
He was like, well, come see me swim.
Yeah.
Come
watch a length or two. Yeah.
So I loved that. And then I've written he's making two cakes for no reason.
Yeah, I did double layered. I wrote, yeah, dangerous.
Dangerous man.
Does it pay off? Tune in after. Yeah, okay. Karen, the arty granny, I've written.
Yeah, she's painting her cake.
Yeah.
She's got marzipan on it. Not a fan.
It looked a lot like Mr. Kipling slices, I thought.
Yeah.
Exceedingly good. And then judgment time.
I mean, I feel like it was all quite generic.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, messy but tasty.
What I didn't know is that Frangipan...
Yeah.
Prue called it Frangipani. Now, who do we trust?
It's Nike all over. Adidas.
Adidas.
Glenfiddich.
Yeah. One thing I know about Nike is I fucking burn every single pair I've got on my ass. I'm sick of it.
Well, you're wearing Vans.
I've got Vans on. These are Nike, but I've just Tipp-X'd them. Oh, it's topical. We've dated the episode now.
Dated the episode. Never mind. Yeah. For the next intro, week 3, I'm going to take a knee. Just in protest to your joke.
Yeah, what have I did? Kim Joy's looked like an absolute state.
Yeah.
Bryony's looked like chocolate shits.
But they like the flavours.
She's the first person I think we've seen cry in the tent. Manon cried when she won. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
Sad tears, not happy tears.
Yeah.
And then...
Sign of strength, sign of weakness.
Just leave that out there.
Yeah. I like that.
You decide at home.
We'll cut that empty so we can put that in the intro for next year. Quote section. Dan's Black Forest... Your mate, Harry.
Big moment.
Our first handshake of the season.
Oh, yeah. So these are coveted, like getting
knighted. So Paul Hollywood handshake. We talked last week about Prue saying, oh, well, it's worth the calories.
There's like a bit of an outcry about that as well, wasn't there?
Yeah.
People were saying that's not what Bake Off's all about. It's all about just the joy of creativity and food. And
she says it's worth the calories. And I think people get up in arms about all sorts of things these days, don't they? But... Prue saying it's not worth the calories. It is worth the calories. I think that's a nice adage to get. Mm-hmm. You know, if I was doing a quote for my cookbook, I'd include that. It's a conversation starter, isn't it?
Is it?
If I was talking to Prue, it would be.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think so? And she'd go, yeah, a bit cool. Cheers, Prue. Bye. Conversation.
Well, that's the end.
Define conversation, you know.
A good conversation starter. Hi, I'm Ross. Define conversation.
Well, when you want a quote for your book, good luck. And you can't use good luck either.
The sentence and the handshake are coveted, eh?
Yeah.
And Paul cut the cake open and made a note of what he said. He said, good interior.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
I liked that, yeah.
It's like a nice. Location, yeah. Location, location, location.
Amazing spaces. Yeah.
So that's big. And yeah. That was, obviously, Dan is my least favourite contestant.
Yeah,
so I was upset
him.
About that.
Mm-hmm. Is anybody else upset about Dan doing well? Sean, what are your thoughts on Dan? So DJ Luke, obviously, but
I'm a big fan. I like that it was boozy.
Yeah,
I think he's playing. He's playing to the.
You're
card.
Pissed now as well, aren't you? So you're
half bevved up to the eyeballs. I think he played to Prue and Paul's strengths. We know they're both like a drink.
You think his mind games?
Oh, absolutely. He's nasty. He Nick all over again.
By the sword, you die by the sword.
Well, imagine if we just had you go to cut to Dan's kitchen. It's just like pictures and pieces of string. It's just kind of like, you know, making a murderer, making a banoffee pie. And then, well, here we go. What's next? Tech.
Next one we've got
the technical challenge, haven't we?
We got the tech, and what are they making? They're making
Monet
cake. Yeah.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Monet?
I think he's good. I really like him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favourite Monet?
The ones with the dogs playing poker.
To be fair, that takes some beating, that
one.
It's some of his finest work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's classic.
No, it is good. Yeah, no, I like that one. Yeah, so he's got his favourite dessert, hasn't he? The gâteau vert.
Yeah.
He's not talking about a half pipe. He's talking, it's French for green, isn't it?
Yeah.
So again, bilingual. I knew that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're talking about green here, aren't they?
Yep.
And they were. What I've noticed here is on my note-taking device, Monet has been auto-corrected to money. So it says money's favourite dessert, and then Claude money cake, which would be a very different cake.
Still
they
green.
Do cakes where they put, oh, hey, paper robin. I remembered my mum and dad used to have a Monet print, not an original, in our dining room. So that's my exposure to Monet.
That's good.
And my dad had the dogs in the in his study.
That wasn't original.
No, yeah, that was an original, yeah. That's good.
All right, so it's technical. I liked it. I liked the look of the cake. Mm. Looked tasty.
It did look tasty.
I like pistachios.
Like so green foodstuffs, especially in confectionery, a little bit. Ooh, I'm not sure about that. But
and this was natural colouring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. It
yeah.
had the purity, not the luminescence of a, you know, sour
e-numbers.
Chew
numbers.
Yeah, no e-numbers. Oh, yeah.
I haven't sort of written what everyone's made because
no,
it's
all
the
same
thing.
We've just got a few notes here. Karen, she flopped it, didn't she?
Big time.
She looked like she just was pouring vomit at one point into the KitchenAid. Her mix looked... She had to make it again, didn't she? It looked a bit vegetable soup.
And when she binned her, you know, batter, it was so liquidy that I thought that's irresponsible, should go down the sink.
Do you think? No, you've got to be careful now when you know, you don't want to end up with a, you know, put oil down the sink, do you?
What, like Fatberg?
Yeah, you don't
like
want
Butterberg.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So maybe it should go in the bin.
Actually, Fatberg was one of my favourite Monet paintings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of the lesser known works.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's, you know, it's abstract. So
Yeah, right.
The watercolours. Sorry.
Right.
I made like a... He gave me a look, so... I'm going to get in trouble with Harry. Because afterwards, he's going to pour me down the sink. Wash my head under the toilet. John didn't know who Monet was.
But he knew what he was doing in
he
this
knew.
One, didn't
hey!
He? He was absolutely loving it.
He was like that. Two fingers to culture.
Yeah.
Two hands to make a good cake.
Score one for the working class.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that, Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Yeah. Do you like my Hawaiian
He's shirt? Definitely votes Plaid Cymru as well, doesn't he?
Big time. Yeah. Voted Brexit and then was worried when they said, well, we're not giving you any money for Wales anymore. What?
Yeah, he thought Brexit was Welsh independence.
He went, I know Van Gogh, and he went, he did his ear in, didn't he?
That's what he said, and that is factually...
He did do his ear in.
Yeah. So they say.
That sounds like earache, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
I've done my earring. I've got like a.
Vincent, what have you done? Oh, I've done my earring.
I've done my earring. I don't know.
My epilepsy's playing up again. My epilepsy's playing up again. I've done my earring. All right, Vincent. Is it Vincent Van Gogh had epilepsy? Was he epileptic?
I don't know.
No, well, sure. I tell you who I won't ask. John.
He wouldn't know.
And no disrespect, John. We wish him luck as we do all Welsh people.
Yeah, love him.
Our green bowl sack.
Yeah, and they're all squeezing it and getting all the liquids out.
That was weird, wasn't it? So they mushed all the stuff into kind of a bag and then had to extract the moisture.
Yeah, I think it was to get it extra green. So you get rid of the liquids and that's pure...
That's pure green.
Green.
Yeah, I like that. And then my final note for this section, I just put, edible flowers are the quickest way to tart something up. And I feel like... As a culture at the moment, the edible flowers are out of control. I'm watching Great British Menu. I don't know if any of you watch that.
Yep.
They're chucking edible flowers everywhere.
Yeah, no, I've got loads at home.
Oh,
yeah. Pasta bake. Scotch egg.
Boom.
Edible flower.
Edible flower. I had a Walker's Crisp the other day, opened up the bag, edible flowers in
there. Yeah, I put them in there when you went looking.
You've been unbacking. Back sealing on my Crisp.
Yeah. I bought like loads of edible flowers and then like a resealer.
Oh, so that's smart.
Yeah. So
I was gonna say it's a bit like, do you remember those crisps where you had the salt and you would put them
salt in? And shake?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Do you reckon they would do like an edible flower and shake? Probably not.
Do you reckon they would do it?
Yeah. I'm worried with the salt and shake people. Dan third, Raul second.
Yeah.
John first.
My man Raul smashing
Your
it.
Boy Raul. Somebody made a joke about, oh, it's getting tense. And I said, it's getting tense. Because they're in a tent, aren't they?
Right.
Yeah,
missed that, like, first 50, time round.
Yeah.
I missed that the first time round, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you would, because it's not very funny, but...
too clever for us.
Yeah.
Gone over our heads.
Yeah. Story of my life. So that's the technical. Nothing really standing out. At this point, did you feel like you had a runaway? Because we've done two challenges now. Did anybody feel, they're done? Because I felt like there was a lot of shit people, but on a whole, there was like a...
Yeah, I feel a lot of the generally good people didn't do well, like Bryony. Mm. You know, she's...
Manon had a Manon. Very quiet week.
Yeah.
She did.
I was expecting a lot more from Manon.
Yeah.
So I feel like after this, and they even mentioned it, they were like, anyone could go except for a few, like, you know, Rahul and Dan, I think, were probably the two going into the next stage that were safe.
Yeah, yeah.
But outside of them...
Who knows? Sidebar question. Do you think... if Manon was playing football and somebody was coming towards her, she'd get very confused.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I thought that was good. Sorry. There's three bird faces in hand. No. Four now on my own.
No. The reason why it's not good is because we all thought of it.
And all
individually, like, thought, well, that's don't quality. Say that.
No, he said out loud.
It's not funny enough to say out loud.
I think that home must be enjoying it. Next time they're playing football, they'll go, Manon! Oh! Is she that one from Bake Off here? Are we in Brittany? That's where she lives.
So that's good on her egg farm.
I was in Paris last week, towards the end of the week after Bake Off. And I went to a pancake shop that did Brittany pancakes.
Good.
How different were they to
they
other
didn't.
Pancakes?
They well, I had a savory pancake, so it was. I guess it was. I don't know quite exactly what flour that they used, but it was brown, so it was like a whole, like a savory.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the fried egg and ham and mushroom in there. It was delicious, but it was folded, not like a, you know, like a crepe, I suppose. But it was like. You took a pancake and made it into like a rectangle. So you like folded it over.
Like a parcel?
Yeah.
Like
but
like
then the egg sat in the middle.
I like that.
It was nice. And then for dessert, I had le coco, which was coconut ice cream, Nutella, and coconut shavings.
That sounds amazing.
On a crepe pancake. Yeah, sounds delicious. Like a sweet pancake. It's good. Oh, it's delicious.
Double, you doubled up on the pancake. Pancakes.
That's what they served. And oysters, because Brittany, apparently.
Not in a pancake. Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think so. No, that'd be weird to kind of
funnel them in with a
deep
the
throat, like a yeah.
Well,
so anyway, that was. I just wanted to let you know,
man of the world.
Yeah, I travel, so you're welcome.
Chocolate collar cake they're making for the showstopper. Better be good, guys, because this is.
It's hot in there.
It's hot. That's what they're selling.
They're probably in the height of the heat wave, eh?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep. I thought that was. This whole part.
Oh dear. Are you all right?
No, I'm not.
Oh dear.
I just thought it was. I thought it was unfair.
Well, because it's too hot.
Yeah.
You know what I thought? They've had this every year. Can they not, like, air condition the tent?
Mm.
Yeah, so it's not. I was going to ask, like, do you reckon it's air conditioned at all? Or do you think that sort of. That would get in the way of cooking? That would be an unfair test.
Probably has
wouldn't it?
Yeah. Some sort of.
Yeah.
Heating system. But how many contestants have we got still? A number of them.
Yeah.
Think about your kitchen, right? You're at home, oven's on. What's that sitting at? 200 degrees. Times that by however many contestants in basically a plastic box. That's a hot room, even with the AC pumping out.
That's true.
So maybe they can. It is quite big, isn't it? But
not big enough.
Do you want the door, you know, the what would you call a panel open? Do you want a panel open?
The gazebo.
Yeah,
flap.
It's a bloody nightmare, isn't it? So, I don't know. So anyway, I just thought it was unfair, and I wanted people to know. to know that.
No, I think they'll agree, because I think this is a recurring... We want to see the best bakes possible, you know?
We're
here for the cakes, and I feel like a lot of them didn't really get a chance to show off what they could really do this week, because all their cakes melted into sludge.
Even though it's like a summary show, do you think it would be better set at a different time of year?
Like a winter bake.
Like
a very good question.
Autumnal. The Great British Autumnal Bake Off.
I think that's a great idea. I think it would also encourage goths to apply, because I don't know if you remember, but Noel Fielding said that it's too hot for a goth in there.
It is, well, absolutely.
In the age of inclusivity, I think maybe we should move it to
We've let French people in, so let goths in.
Yeah, goths are next.
Next, you know. French goths, even.
That's, yeah, okay. So, first up, we got John.
Yeah.
On a bit of a roll, he's making a pina colada cake with a Hawaiian shirt collar.
Do you like the song, the pina colada song?
Well, I liked it when he sung it.
his cover version.
It was full of hope.
It was, which is ironic, because it's quite a tragic song, isn't it, really?
What's it about?
Is it?
No. Oh, yes. Yeah, it is. It's a really great song.
I can't remember.
I think it's the Eagles. I think them, is it?
No. Pina colada song is about two unhappy lovers married, and they both separately take out advertisements in the local news saying, you know, I'm unhappy, you know, me and my old lady, we're not doing so well, but if you like pina coladas and going out in the rain, you know, and all this stuff, reply to this ad. Well, what would you know? You wouldn't believe it. These two people that took the adverts, they only bloody replied to each other's advert. And then they realise, maybe we do like each other after all.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I said it's the last verse sort of brings it together. It's like a rekindling. It's like, I didn't know you liked all these things. We've just been neglecting each other. Yeah. You know, everything I want,
I am not into
I've
yoga.
Got here. You know,
I like the taste of champagne.
Moral for life, everybody.
Yeah. Well, this is it.
If you're thinking.
So he's doing that in a cake.
Hawaiian shirts are back out, yeah.
Then we've got Anthony.
Yeah.
Saffron buttercream cake with a sari round the edge.
Now, I thought here Anthony's smart. Talk about your political mind games. He's gone. He's like, it's my mum's favourite. Throw it in a mum. That's.
And he's like, it's only week two. Keep Nan in the back pocket.
Yeah.
What, is that because, like, voters? Did the audience get to vote?
Well, no, but I think, you know, you're thinking, you're in the bake-off, right?
This is a book deal.
Yeah, book deal. Here's my, you know, yeah. Or maybe just a
book deal.
Maybe into writing like crime thrillers.
Yeah. It's not limited to anything, really.
You know, the sari colour that cut me. And
could
then,
be a
know,
dictionary.
Well, absolutely.
Could be anything.
Yeah. Going in for the mum vote, I just thought I wrote smart.
Yeah.
And I had respect for that.
Yeah, because that's what you would do, wouldn't it?
Just mind games, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd learn things I would do if I was on Bake Off. Learn Danish. Get top straight three inside.
In. That's airtime.
Flirt heavily with Prue.
Paint your nails black. for Noel.
I would just have a bit of banter with Noel.
Yeah.
Because you know I'm the fucking banter bus, aren't I? So a lot of puns, a lot of have you noticed?
Yeah, you could probably do like the tense.
Yeah. I'd I'd wink. I'd be like, it's getting tense, isn't it? And he go, because we're in a
yeah.
Or I'd be like, hey, no, maybe we should chill out, and I'd open the fridge door and then just like point to that,
and then I would
lock myself inside. For the rest of the episode.
In case of a nuclear blast.
Yeah, exactly. And then it would come out that I had like a mental breakdown on Bake Off.
Yeah.
Ross has left the tent this week because he had an episode.
For personal reasons.
Personal reasons.
Yeah.
So he's done that. Then we've got Rubes. Chocolate orange cake. Now,
we've been a bit judgmental on the working class earlier, weren't we, with old John? Mm-hmm. But with Ruby, she came across as quite a dull person in the last week, didn't she? She was a project manager.
Yeah.
She ran a marathon.
She ran a marathon.
Yeah, same as Bryony, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Did she do it all in one go, or she did it in installments?
All in one go.
All in one go. So Bryony's doing it in installments. Bryony, yeah, absolutely. Well, she said, I just struggled, and now this is, you know, don't have to go with me because we haven't any other time. Do you think Ruby knew who Jackson Pollock was? Or do you think somebody went, oh, that's a bit of a mess. It looks like you've done a Pollock there. And she went, who's that? Boom. Call a week. No worries.
Well, I mean, everyone has to find out about Pollock somehow, don't they? And it's usually not from an art gallery. It's usually from a reference.
From a reference, right? Of somebody making a mess and going, oh, Jackson Pollock over here.
Yeah. Or like The Simpsons. Okay. That's where you learn about art, isn't it? Or anything. Or history. we've all got to learn it somewhere.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I would say there's people who learned who Jackson Pollock were today.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And God bless Monet. Yep.
And
John.
Monet. Yeah, yeah. John. Oh, yeah. And people looking at who. And that, yeah. Done his earring. Who's that? Just Van. So Van artist done his earring. And then, oh, Van Gogh. Yeah. There you go. Look at that. Yeah, so Ruby. Then Terry. Well, Terry said he practiced in the heat. Now.
Oh, yeah.
So his heat was on 80. We've got to assume he's on Fahrenheit there.
So, no, I was thinking Celsius. Man's a maniac.
How would that even be possible? I mean, I've got a thermostat downstairs. I don't think it goes up to 80.
But he had a fire in his house and thought, this is not a bad thing. This is an opportunity.
Yeah. Let me try to make... And also, a bit cocky there. Well, it kind of had it on 80. Because his Eiffel Tower cake did no stand.
It did not stand.
How do you think Manon felt about the Eiffel Tower cake? I wrote cultural appropriation ? I feel it's a hot topic.
It's like a statement.
Stuff. Oh yeah, he's like, hey, remind you of anything? And then he just went, economy.
Yeah.
I don't know what the French economy is like.
I don't know either.
Anyone know anything about the thriving
under Macron? Mm. I think.
Oh yeah, this melted like your workforce does every time you go on strike. Maybe he said that, and then John was like, "Up the workers," because he's Welsh,
right?
Yeah.
Like that. So that's something that could have happened.
This is the role play section of Bake Off. This is the things that didn't make the cut.
Just noticed my note when Terry said, "I'm making an Eiffel Tower cake." Yeah. We're all watching it together. And I just heard Ross under his breath go, yes. And I just made a note of that because...
Do you remember doing that?
No.
I think that's why I made a note of it as well, because I could tell it was like involuntary. It wasn't for the group.
Yes. Very funny.
I love it.
But it's what we were all thinking.
It was like, of course you have. Because he probably went there once and rode his horse to there or something, or went on a nice bike ride.
Yeah, fair play. Next, we've got Rahul.
Chocolate orange
also making a chocolate orange. It's a classic.
What do you think about chocolate and orange together? I'm not a fan.
What?
I think I'm in the minority there.
But I'm with you. Classic.
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not happy with that. I hate it. Why? So Jaffa cakes are just kryptonite to me.
Ooh, love a Jaffa cake.
Yeah, and I know. I know.
What do you do when you're in a sport and you don't like chocolate and orange?
I don't like chocolate orange either.
No, I just think it's completely random. It might as well be like chocolate and lemons. It might as well be like chocolate.
Well, you wouldn't have that because it doesn't taste nice. But chocolate and orange.
Yeah, but like, but it doesn't though. Chocolate in like broccoli or something. Chocolate and orange just seems like two random things put together. Don't you think?
I'm with you 100% there. It's fruit masquerading as something other than fruit, and I don't like it.
Yeah. It's like it couldn't get a job.
Wow, looks like I'm off the heat.
It's kind of gone into confectionery.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm off the anyway, I don't want to like ruin
next week.
The whoever did the orange.
When was the last time you had a Terry's chocolate orange?
Oh God, when I first tried one.
When?
The 90s.
Nah, but they've changed now. They're much smaller, so maybe you'd like it now.
But it'd be more of an intense burst of flavor, wouldn't it?
Ah. Like a shot to the heart. What about a Jaffa cake? When was the last time you had a Jaffa cake?
Oh, God, love a Jaffa. The noughties?
What? Let me ask you this, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
How about this? Because I like to eat a Jaffa cake as so. Bite it, so you remove the chocolate entirety, and then you get the little gelatin as like a fucking hit. You're like, whoa.
No.
Because then you're separate still. It'd be like taking a bite of a chocolate bar and then somebody gave you... What if you were... It was like a breakfast time and you're like, ooh, it's your birthday. Chocolate cake. Happy mm-hmm. birthday. Here you go. Mm-hmm. And then your mum put down like a delicious glass of Tropicana. What would you do then?
I'd be polite and then I'd go and be sick upstairs.
Oh, goodness.
I'd pour it over like a syrup.
That'd be nice.
You're like, God, the bits.
Yeah, yeah, I've requested bits.
Yeah.
Extra pulp.
It's
my birthday.
Who did orange and chocolate thing? Sorry.
Rahul did. But also, Ruby did as well earlier, so it's a popular choice.
Rahul had very big hair by this point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was almost like Noel week one hair.
It was, yeah. Mm. What I did say is that Rahul and a few of the people, I guess basically anyone who wasn't like white, boring British, all had such interesting things. And then he had, like, what would you put on your collar? What would your chocolate collar have been?
I like those silver balls.
You'd have done those little metallic trajets. Silver balls. Are they called trajets? Like trajet?
I don't know. Yeah,
what they're called.
Sounds posh. I'll say.
Getting some more French in.
Yeah. I think it is called a trajet. You'd have just decorated with balls and what?
Yeah, like
been
a glam
like,
rock cake.
Okay, I like that. Like a gateau.
Basically like that. I think
kiss cake.
That.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with the cake would be spelt with a K as well.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I like that. Yeah, yeah. Go for the rock though.
Yeah. That's me.
Paul Hollywood.
I would go for I think chocolate cornflakes around the outside.
Oh.
And then also like in the inside. So just like a chocolate cornflake cake. I think I'd go for.
That's good. I like that.
What, just like you wouldn't put any cake in the inside? You would just put it would just be a chocolate, and then you just pour a bag of cornflakes in. So as you like,
yep, that's exactly how you described it. Exactly how you described it.
Don't change that recipe.
It's a classic for years. Why? Yeah.
Just get a nice chocolate collar and then loose cornflakes.
Kind of milk in there.
And a chocolate spoon.
It's like it's more like a chocolate dam, really, than a, you know. Yeah. And here come the floodgates. Yeah.
What would you make, Ross? What I would do is like, you know, you legendary Kit Kat Chunkies where you get it and it's not got any Kit Kat in, it's just a full block of chocolate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'd do. I'd just make...
Oh, yeah. Well, like they're flukes, aren't they?
Yeah. I'd just make a full chocolate cake. So you'd barely be able to cut it with a knife.
Yeah.
Because it's a solid block of chocolate. I've just melted down 50 bars of dairy milk.
I like
Pulled it straight in.
I would do...
It's a winner.
Cake, I'd call it It's Yummy, Honest, Steve and Sean, and then I'd just fill it with Jaffa Cakes. And then you wouldn't know until it was too late, and then I would laugh.
Yeah, wouldn't I'd laugh that. As well.
we'll go away and have our own party. Yeah. If that's your birthday cake, we'll go to Burger King. I'd still live it up.
I'd still be sort of bleeding from the open sores from biting into a bloody dry cornflakes cake. And what would you have? Oh, your kiss cake, trajet.
Yeah, kiss cake.
How's it called, trajet? I need to look that up. Kim Joy, what did she have?
She had the cat cake.
Yeah, Japanese again.
Yeah.
And it's got cats on it. So that's what she's done. And then Manon's made a fondant princess cake.
Well, that was good.
She's made little people on it. And then Bryony, salted caramel and chocolate. I feel like that is... I like it when people do this. They're like, oh, I'm not going to do like a cardamom, lemon and beans cake. It's like salted caramel and chocolate. Mm. That's actually what you want to eat. Isn't it, Sean? What do you make of that?
Yeah, I'd eat that in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
I'd wolf the whole thing down.
That's good. I was just checking because chocolate orange is also a classic, but...
It's dragée, not trajet.
Okay.
D-R-A...
There you go. French.
G-E-E is a bite-sized form of confectionery with a hard outer shell, which is often used for another purpose, e.g. decorative, symbolic, medicinal, in addition to consumption. Dragées. Jordan almonds are a form of them. So there you go. Don't say I don't inform, educate.
Well, we definitely wouldn't say that. and then we've got DJ Luke. Ooh. White chocolate and raspberry. I actually don't like white chocolate, so...
Oh, I like white chocolate.
It's a bit...
Yep.
Oh, no. So, oh, no. You do like white chocolate.
I do like white chocolate.
Hold on a sec.
Oh, wow. Harry.
So, milky...
Oh, dear. Where do we go from here?
What about...
Whoa.
Milk. What if they made a white chocolate Jaffa cake?
That sounds
disgusting. I'd give it a go, knowing that that's like celebrity jungle food for me. I'd be like, oh. But I'd give it a go. You've got to give it a go, haven't you? Otherwise,
yeah,
you don't
know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If you don't, but I'd be like, I wouldn't invest in a whole pack.
Sure.
Mm. I don't think that would be good, because I think the chocolatey flavour is what goes with the orange, not the creamy,
white,
sweet flavour of the white chocolate.
Mm, Milky Bar.
Because dark chocolate and orange is great.
Did they do a milk chocolate version?
Of what?
Jaffa cakes.
I thought they were all milk
chocolate.
They're all
milk
chocolate.
No, they're
all, they are all dark chocolate.
It's dark.
It's a
dark.
Very sweet dark chocolate. Yeah.
You're doing inverted commas.
I am there.
New gestures.
Okay. I'm doing little bunnies. They're actually bunnies.
Okay. Yeah, they're the ones in the factory.
They are, yeah, the McVitie's.
Karen, strawberry chocolate.
And then she had a folk song about prostitutes.
Yeah.
Said no. That's funny, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that looked a bit like a sort of like a serial killer writing on a cake, I thought.
I didn't like it.
No, in fact, it creeped me out a bit.
It looked very low end.
Yeah.
Little, it's like this
little
is
basic,
yeah.
I think, to use a modern term.
Yeah, why not?
Not something I think Karen needs to do, you know, she's an arty lady.
Yeah. Do a picture.
She probably knows who Jackson Pollock is.
Well, I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
And then we've got Dan last. And I didn't note down what cake he's got. I just wrote, giving it the big one again, not interested.
Oh, ouch.
Wow.
So what was he making?
He was doing the Art Deco one, wasn't he? And he was like, Art Deco.
Raspberry and chocolate cake written down.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Art Deco.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And he went, Art Deco, more like Art Nightmare. Which is not a form of art.
Or a pun in
or
any
a
way.
Pun. So that's
it
not my
work,
it's
it?
Not my pun, by the way. That, I mean, I know I've had a few clangers. That was Dan.
Yeah,
that's
almost,
on that's, yeah.
almost one of yours.
You can fuck off, mate.
Oh, come on.
And that's why I'm out. That's what they say at the end of this show, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
No, different. No. No.
You're
also
fired.
You're
yeah.
Manon cried.
Yeah. I feel like they were all crying.
There's a lot of crying.
Waterworks have started.
Yeah. The heat. Crazy from the heat.
Yeah, right.
To use a David Lee Roth reference.
Van Halen.
Yeah. I've got it in there.
That's nice. Good
yeah.
Seamless, I would
Thank
say.
Thank you.
Is that a song?
It is.
Nice. Yeah. So if you don't know, Ross and
Going
Stephen Alan York,
crazy.
They host a podcast about Van Halen.
And you know what? We thought, what better way to kind of advertise, kind of cross-pollinate?
Yeah, right.
Bake Off fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah.
What doesn't Bake Off have? Enough 80s hard rock chat. Well, we already got Kissing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our work is done.
Thank you.
Really, for this week.
Good night.
And then they presented the cakes.
Well, just before that, Manon cried, didn't she? And then I noticed that Raoul got straight in there. Bit of a charmer.
Went in for a hug.
Week two hug. Do you think it's because of a tense environment, you get a bit like kind of Stockholm syndrome?
Definitely.
Yeah. Do you think they know each other? They sort of stay in a hotel and stuff and they sort of go out.
For that weekend. It's over a weekend.
For sure.
Yeah. So they probably have socialized.
Yeah, I'd say they go out.
So, so you probably go up Friday night, Saturday.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, and then
Sunday, like, they probably have the morning, like, Raoul will use the hotel gym, and then they'll go in for the...
Yeah. Raoul comes in just pumped.
Showstopper.
Do you think Raoul does that thing, like, in Wolverine that your man did, where he didn't drink any water for hours, so he just looks ripped?
That's
well...
Really dangerous,
yeah, very dangerous, especially in that
what
heat,
it looks
you know?
Like...
You saw that slow-mo in the pool. So, yeah, well, here we go.
So, John's cake.
Yeah.
Just, it was good, wasn't it?
Simply and highly effective. I said it looks like a Billabong t-shirt.
That's a brilliant
is that the
reference.
Peanut colada cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It had that weird grass skirt on it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Was that edible? Or was that just a grass skirt? It didn't look very edible. But
it didn't look edible.
No.
Yeah. I wouldn't eat a grass skirt.
Yeah. It might have been made out of like.
Though, I mean, you eating tinsel, so maybe you'd be all right.
Don't listen to
get
me.
Get stuck in. Yeah, yeah.
Ignore the kite mark.
Shout
I get
out.
Stuck in.
It's flammable, it says.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'd set fire to it. It's gone in my mouth. Yeah.
Delish.
And then Anthony also did a good job. Decent job.
Yeah. Tony. Which one did he do again? He did the...
Sorry cake. He's just middle of the pack the whole time since
it's
week
telling,
one.
Isn't it, when you can't remember what someone's done.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And the ones you do remember, that is very telling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like spring to mind.
Yeah.
Even when you sort, you know, if you sort of scribbled ones, you're like, instantly the ones you remember are the ones you like.
Yeah.
What I did think was that those guys, like, you know, I was saying, oh, it's unfair. It's too hot. Well, a number of them managed to set the chocolate, didn't they?
Well, let's move on to the man with the chocolatiest cake of them all.
Mm-hmm.
It's Rahul.
Yeah.
Loads of chocolate on there.
Loads it.
Smashed it. Got the first ever handshake on a showstopper bake.
Summoned.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I thought that was a bit weird. That bit was a bit...
Because everyone thought he, and he included him.
Come here.
Oh, yeah, it was a bit like...
Yeah.
All right, mate.
I didn't like it.
No.
Or the act of getting the handshake, or the way he
what,
the
would
act
you have been
of
like,
summoning
no, you
him.
Come here.
I think he should have walked over to him and given him.
Yeah,
because it's like more
weird
respectful.
Kind of power trip.
Yes.
You get the vibe that Paul Hollywood probably quite likes that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He dressed up as a Nazi once, so
yeah.
I do kind of feeling that he likes playing that headmaster.
Yeah. Powerful. He's got a big shirt on.
Yeah, got a goatee. It's 2018.
Yeah,
he should have gone over.
Do you think the goatee
bloody
is
hell, he
done?
Was. Sorry, I've just Googled the image of Paul Hollywood Nazi.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, there he is.
Oh, God, it's more than one picture. Wow. Yeah. He's smiling.
He's got a whole Facebook album of them.
Fag in hand.
Yeah.
Did he say, like, oh, I was doing what, dressed up as a low or something?
It was like, that... yeah, I think it was.
He
like
was the low
guy. Yeah.
It's a classic.
That's what
it?
I always say. But I'm at the marches, so.
So
cosplaying it.
Hello.
I'm cosplaying as hello. So we had him.
Terry's Tower.
Well, not quite, was it? Melted.
Rubbish. Half a tower.
Yeah.
And what I'll say is, Prue was more nice than she should have been.
Do you think?
Like, you can see what we're going, you're going for here, and that's all that matters.
Well, this is it. When it, the in the Rahul's of the world, their chocolate was solid. Terry had gone for intricate chocolate work, and so it's not as structurally sound, is it? So you had more points of failure. You know, if we're talking tower structures.
Oh, and did it fail?
Well, quite. Yeah, it was the, you know. I'm doing everything I can not to make inappropriate jokes. So let's move on.
Okay. So, and then what we got next was, I think, the worst moment of the show.
Yeah.
Which was a second handshake.
Yeah.
Devalues the first one.
Devalues. What it does is it devalues every handshake that has come before it.
Well, because and afterwards, Paul himself said, oh, I'm disappointed in myself that I did the
ashamed,
double. Yeah.
As avid viewers of all the other series and stuff, on average, how often would you say that he gives out an handshake like that?
I'd say last series, if I'm honest.
Towards the end.
Bit more than I would like.
Towards the end, like, it's like a Freemasons meeting.
So it was like
one every three shows, maybe? Or one eight?
I'd say last series, it was at least one a show.
Oh, wow.
I would say towards the end, not
more,
at the beginning.
More than towards the end, it was
getting to
a show.
Here's a question. Do you think he gives out more handshakes on Channel 4 than he does on BBC?
100%. Yeah.
It's interesting,
well,
you've
got to fill
it?
The time, haven't they?
Yeah.
Get more ads in. It's like Mr. Shaky Hands.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
From Banzai.
Yeah, you do have
Channel
to.
Channel 4.
Channel 4. Yeah. What if they brought in Mr. Shaky Hands Man for 1 week? It's like, come here. And then just shake his hand for 10 minutes. Cut to a break.
Who else have we got? Kim Joy.
She had little cake earrings, didn't she?
Did she?
Yeah, she had little earrings with cakes on them.
That's good. In character, in theme. Live the gimmick.
Yeah. I bet you her Instagram is mental. I'm going to follow her tonight.
I bet you are. I think you love her.
Maybe I do. Maybe I've got... It's my own Stockholm Syndrome. I'm like, I hate her. Is that Stockholm Syndrome? Yeah, you fall in love with the...
With your cat toy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she's not cat... She's only capturing my heart and mind every week on Bake Off.
And then we've got Bryony. And I've written she's let herself down. She knows it.
Stop crying, Bryony. Stop.
Okay.
Like, what are you crying about?
She did say, I know this is ridiculous, but still, she said it while she was crying.
Mm. Yeah. But she's let herself down because she's a top baker. Yeah. We all know it.
And she knows endurance. She's run 3 half marathons. So,
yeah.
You know, I think I start crying in the middle of a half marathon, aren't you? Quarter marathon. You know, you've got to keep the distance. So she could believe herself, pick herself up and carry on.
It's a good cooling mechanism if you're running, though, isn't it? Like tears.
Tears.
Cool
you down
salty, sweat of the eyes, they call it.
The sweat of the eyes. That's a poem that needs to be written.
Manon's left the plastic on her cake.
Yeah, now I wrote Manon. Cheating, question mark?
I think that was cheating. I wanted to make the point of saying that. Yeah. She knew that that once they finished... They would be doing that next bit an hour late. Yeah, I think she cheated.
Yeah.
Sneaking in.
Because they all could have done that and it would have helped.
Yeah, exactly.
Show of hands who think she cheated.
Yeah, that's all of us. It's like, where's your cake? Well, I've left it into the fridge until you're going to taste it.
No,
it's very clever, though.
Yeah, she got away with it.
Sneaky.
I reckon they might be onto that now.
Gamesmanship. Yep.
Classic French. Leaving the acetate on to the last minute, isn't it? That said no one. This is a weird French diatribe I have. Like, fucking French leaving their acetate on. They're going on strike, leaving their acetate on. Sick of it.
Love the language, though, don't you?
Love it. And très bon. The amount of times I've got into a Peugeot and the plastic's been all over this steel wheel still to rip it off. I just bought this. I don't need to be on. Anyway. Angry.
So, DJ Luke. Looks terrible. It's melted completely.
Yeah.
Flavors are there, though.
We laughed a lot. Flavors are there. It kind of collapsed before our very eyes.
Yeah. It's one of the worst I've seen on Bake
Off. All I'll say is I hope it doesn't collapse like his relationship with the gorgeous Kelly might one day. Kelly?
Oh. Yeah, Kelly. Kelly.
Yeah.
I really liked his cake. The flavors were there. I thought it would have paired really well with a Corona or something. Just bring out all those flavors.
Then we've got Karen. They liked it.
Sorry, just imagine a Corona bucket being presented with the cake, just like that. Dunk. Oh, the bottle opener's in the bucket. It's great.
It's chained to
it's
the
in
bucket.
The handle. Paul Hollywood would fucking love it.
I'd say he's a red wine man.
Nah.
What do you reckon?
I reckon.
Because he's like, comes from like up north, but now he like believes his own hype and thinks he's fancy.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
You know?
Yeah, this is good red wine, this. Yeah. It's Echo Falls.
Yeah. No, I'd say expensive.
You think he'd go expensive?
He's going expensive because he knows, like... You know
do you think
I mean?
He looks at price before he looks at what the 100%. Wine is?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. You can look at the label. £10. £10 max.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, that one. I'll have that one.
Yeah, yeah.
If he went into a wine shop and the expert was like, oh, there's this one.
What are you having for
£10?
Dinner, Paul?
Yeah. And this one for £20. The £10 one, I actually recommend that one more. Yeah. He'd go, now I'll go for the 20.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's Paul.
That's Hollywood.
That is Paul.
That's the Hollywood style, isn't it? Yeah.
All over.
And then Dan as well, cause he did all right, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did a good job.
I wrote here, Terry's bribes are working. I don't know why. Did somebody say that while we were watching it?
Maybe.
I think somebody went, oh, Terry's bribes are working. He survived.
I've got a thought about Terry.
Go on.
Do you think, you know on The X Factor, when they let in joke people like Jedward.
Yeah, or Honey G.
Honey, do you think he's like Bake Off's Honey G or Jedward? As in, he's not actually that good, but they've got him in because he's a nice bloke and he's quite entertaining. You know, he's got his moustache and he's got his horse that he doesn't move.
Not to just on
a
tangent.
Or do you think he's just having a bit of a... Because it's not easy under the pressure.
Yeah, because last year they had the twins on, didn't they?
What, two people? As one? Oh, the Cheeky Girls.
That'd be good though, wouldn't
it? That would be good. I saw the Cheeky Girls once in London.
Singing?
No, just in a prep.
Oh, did you see both of them?
Yeah,
the two of them.
Together, yeah.
Together. You didn't just see the same one twice.
They're sharing a sandwich.
No, they weren't.
Was this post-Lembit Opik?
Was that when they went out with that politician?
Yeah, the politician, yeah.
No, I think it was during.
Oh, nice.
A while ago. Fun fact.
Yeah?
So I used to work at a record company that Honey G was signed to for that one single. She got dropped by Psycho and then added everyone she could find on Sony Music on LinkedIn.
Oh.
Ask me the including question. You. Ask me the question. Are you
friends with
Honey G?
Honey G on?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
Have you endorsed her for anything?
Absolutely not.
Is she
rapping?
Is she on as her name or as Honey G?
I think she's on as Honey G, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, otherwise you'd be like
previous work, like she was an estate agent, so it's like rapper from 2009 to thingy and then
right,
you know,
like
head of regional sales. Wow. Yeah, so she's there anyway. We wish her a lot of luck.
So we think Terry is legit. He's just having a bit of a bad time. He's not a joke contestant.
I
as
think
in, 'cause his skills are not that
Terry.
Great.
No, Terry's not a joke. I think Terry's deadly serious.
Yeah, but some of the singers are, don't they? When they think they can sing.
Yeah, he's an eccentric.
Okay,
Chico.
Yeah, he's the Yeah.
It's Chico time. It's Terry time.
Yeah, yeah.
Terry's time is now.
Okay.
Do I think Terry might go next week? Yeah.
I think Terry was, yeah.
What I'll say, though.
Go on.
Bread week next week. He's a bread man. You can see it all over, can't you?
Yeah. Honey.
So,
putting the honey in there, maybe.
That could be. He'll.
That's his moment to shine.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I reckon week four he's gone. But I reckon next week he's top three.
Ooh.
So that's all our contestants now.
Woo! And now it's time to say so long, farewell, Alvita Zane goodbye.
Yeah. To one of the contestants. And someone gets crowned Star Baker. That's good, isn't it?
Yep.
So they deliberate a bit. It's between Dan and Rahul, right?
Yep. Who is your Star Baker this week?
Rahul. Every day,
yeah,
every week.
Too. Yeah, he had a cracking week.
Sean?
Yeah, Rahul, 100%.
And he did it, and it was great. I think he's won my heart. He's my favourite one.
Yeah.
He's very humble, isn't he? He doesn't really like a lot of fuss.
Yeah.
Like Paul Hollywood told him to cheer up when after
he
won.
And he said,
like, oh,
I'll try.
Yeah.
Cheer up, mate.
And then we've got to send someone home, and I think maybe we should throw this over to Sean. Who
Sean,
went home?
It was DJ Luke. Yeah. And to be honest, I'm gutted.
Yeah.
And I think what is the Bake Off loss is Kelly's gain. Because I think
it's more time with him.
Exactly. And the dogs.
Her
as
and
well.
The pups. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Three dogs.
You said I went, yes, audibly. When DJ Luke got sent home, Sean went, oh, for fuck's sake.
That's very true. Speaking from the heart.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. Sad, isn't it?
Yeah. It's my favourite gone.
So. Who's your second favourite?
Well, I spoke about this earlier, but I think I said I'm tired of getting my heart broken, so I'm going to go for Manon. I'm going to back her this time.
Well, if anything, Manon looks like a bit of a heartbreaker, if you ask me. So,
watch
out for
that.
I think Rahul's going to be heartbroken. I reckon he's probably, you know.
In love?
Yeah.
I think he's in love with the bake, and that's it.
I'm in love with the bake of you.
All right, so and next week we've already.
What's your favourite?
It's bread week. I love bread week. I love bread. Big bread man.
I've noticed that Paul is in all black for bread week, which, given the heat wave, he might regret it.
I wonder what Noah will be dressed in then. As he'll be. They'll
maybe
be goths
dressed
together.
Dressed as a baguette. We didn't talk about him dressing up as Marie Antoinette.
Oh, yeah.
That he did
yeah.
twice.
Yeah,
they hired the outfit. Yeah.
Whack it on, mate.
Get it.
At the start of this, did you go, I think this person will win? and then sort of so that you can
I
see.
I can't remember, who did we say last week?
We said Bryony has got a good shot.
Bryony looks like she's going to pull through. I think Kim Joy is going to go to the end.
But you know, like fantasy football, where you have to go, right, I think this per-
oh, I've got
this
yeah,
team,
yeah, yeah.
And you have to stick with that one. Do you, have you done... Do you,
I think I'm going to do a, what they call 180 on Kim Joy. I think I'm going to start to enjoy it. If you pardon the pun.
I'm Rahul all the way.
Rahul.
I'm Manon. Big Manon fan now.
Yeah.
And you, Stephen?
I think Bryony. I think Bryony, because fellow Bristolian.
Yeah.
I got to try and
yeah,
help.
Yeah. I think she's got a good support. Shot. She's definitely going to be up there, I'd say. So that's it. How long have we gone for this one, Ross?
It's an hour and 20 minutes we've done.
Ah, well.
Longer, about the same length as the episode. So what you could do is you could play them side by side if you want to catch up.
Oh, like Dark Side of the Moon with Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, yeah.
when that's a reference I can get behind.
When they announce Star Vicar, you're going to see some fucking serious shit, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Cool.
Because none of the reveals were revealed until the end, so it works. Yeah.
My Pink Floyd impression.
All right, so that's that then. That's a podcast, isn't it?
That's it. Well,
in the can.
In the can. Thanks for listening. Bacon. We didn't talk about... We still haven't had any bay leaf and Bailey's. We didn't have a pot noodle this week.
Yeah, and we haven't promised anything this week.
We haven't promised anything. We were supposed to talk about what our regional bakes were going to be.
Mm.
And we've got somebody from Bristol here in the studio.
Hi.
Stephen, there a Bristol regional bake?
What, biscuit?
Yeah.
The Bourbon.
Oh, okay. Well, there
the
you
chocolate
have it.
Sandwich. The
that is
the
an official Bristol.
It's all pasties honest. Down there, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, sometimes they try to like put both of them together, so you have the Bourbon pasty.
Oh, wow.
And I'll tell you what, that is horrible.
Like
it's
a,
not nice.
Like a mince in the middle. Yeah.
So it's basically and a pasty, and they stick a Bourbon in the middle.
You eat that.
It's dessert and main course.
And you won't eat a fucking Terry's chocolate orange.
Yeah, I know. Oh, what an upbringing.
Yeah. Well, we're all God's creatures.
What would your original biscuit be?
10x tea cake.
There you go.
Done. Classic. Caramel wafer.
In the foil?
Yeah, you got to eat with the foil, especially if you've got fillings. Because then it's an endurance test.
Sparks are flying.
Well, yeah, literally. How much you really want this, you fucking prick. It's quite an aggressive biscuit, but so are tonics. They're an aggressive biscuitier. And that's it. Should we wrap up then?
Yeah, do you want to say anything to finish on? We've got a Bake Off remix, do we?
We do. I'm going to play that. And if you have any suggestions for the podcast, please get in contact with us via the Jerk Store. We'll put them in the description. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye from me.
Bye.
Here comes... the funk cover of Great British Bake Off.